Cesar Beccaria, 1738 through 1794. Human rights for all. As we can see from Catherine's example, life for most citizens was still far from utopia. In addition to criminals, prisons of the Enlightenment contained, as we've seen above with Catherine's husband, the insane, and those who spoke out against their rulers, and people in debt. Natural rights were supposed to apply to all citizens, according to Locke. What about those citizens who violate the rights of their fellow citizens? Does someone stealing others' rights to property lose all of his or her property? Does someone taking another's right to life forfeit his or her own by committing the crime? Well, if the answer is yes, that society would practice capital punishment on murderers. Capital punishment spelled C-A-P-I-T-A-L space P-U-N-I-S-H-M-E-N-T. Now, the Italian philosopher Cesar Beccaria answered no to the above questions, taking a stand to protect the rights of criminals and suspected criminals. Like Voltaire, Beccaria eventually became incorporated into the United States Bill of Rights with the Eighth Amendment, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. Also like Voltaire, Beccaria was ahead of his time in urging rulers to protect the rights of criminals in addition to law-abiding citizens. The use of torture around the world, including U.S. territory like Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, continues to be debated today.